Tay, the black uniforms are going to be in effect on Thursday night. Michigan Tech basketball hosting Northern Michigan at the SDC Gymnasium. Tickets are on sale for those games, the doubleheader. Men following the women. Women will play at 5:30, men at 7:30 here on Mix 93 and at the SDC. And we can't wait. Coach Kevin Luke from the men's basketball team is with us. And a split over the weekend, Coach. Great game on Saturday. I know things just didn't work out the way you had hoped and the guys had hoped as far as the shooting on Thursday night. But what are your thoughts coming off the weekend?
You know, obviously, Dirk, when you get eliminated from the tournament, that's a huge disappointment. Our guys were ready. They played hard. I'm not sure if it was what it was, if it was part of the process that we still got to get over the hump as far as shooting. But for the most part, our defense was good. We played hard. We executed well. We had excellent shots. We just couldn't make one. It got to a point where, you know, we were trying everybody in there, and I mean, you know, me, you, Wes, my wife, and your wife could have shot as well as we did. And I'm not trying to knock our kids because they tried to work really hard. But Saturday we bounced back, and I was really proud of that on Senior Day. And you know, we beat a very good Lake Superior team. And you know, I thought, you know, isn't it crazy what 2 days can do? And you always hear that in some of the articles. We couldn't make a shot on Thursday, and then we played. You know, we scored 91 points on Saturday. But yet, nonetheless, I was really proud of the guys, especially on Senior Day for those kids. To bounce back, and I know it's not the end, but it was nice to be able to celebrate a victory for them.
A couple of streaks ended, Coach. I think you guys had beaten Northwood 10 or 11 straight times, and they ended up getting you, and then you lost to Lake State, I think, five or six times, and you ended up beating them. So I guess both streaks were destined to end last week.
Yeah, you know what? It is what it is, and I agree with you. You know, you beat a team, you know, 10 or 11 times, it's tough. They say, you know, they always say the streaks are, you know, can come back and get you. But, you know, we had a good run against them, and we've had an unlucky run against Lake Superior, and we missed a couple of those times. There were one or two possession games, and a couple times it got us good. But, you know, that was a streak that we wanted to break because it was a UP rival team. And, you know, it all, you know, what happens is you're a stronger person as a result of all these situations. And, you know, that made us stronger, and hopefully it'll carry over for us on Thursday night playing against Northern.
Lake Superior State game was just a bizarre game. There were a lot of things in that game that just there was no flow, and still your guys found a way to come out on top. And we were talking, there was something neither one of us in all of our games that we've watched in our lifetimes had never seen before at the end of that game.
You know what? It was hard to get flow because of the it was a rough and rugged, typical, you know, GLIAC game / you know, Tech. Lake Superior game, and it was tough to get in rhythm. It was tough to get going because of how the physical was, and we'd go to the free throw line, or they'd go to the free throw line, and yeah, they tried a tactical ploy that I hadn't seen in the 98 years that I've been coaching, and I don't think anything was done, you know, on their part as far as trying to do something deliberate other than, you know, get to delay a game. I think if they had it to do all over again, I didn't think Coach Hedinga would have his guy, and I don't think the guy understood him. I think he said step into the lane, but of course he stepped in a lane right in front of
right
Jeff
front
and was face guarding him, and I mean, including myself, everybody in the building saying, what in the world is going on? You know, for a free throw shooter, nobody on the lane, and of course, Jeff got the extra shot, made it, and that iced it. But I think there was actually a strategy behind that. If you go to the rule book, so
yeah, no, absolutely, it was an intentional lane violation, and
right.
And I guess that's rare in itself. But just the way he did it was maybe just a little bizarre as well. But
yeah, because you'd never seen it, and goodness sakes, we're thinking, you know. Is that on the borderline of unsportsmanlike, or
right.
You know, because that's an automatic technical, and again, I don't think that they, even though it's a huge rivalry and in a hard fought tough game, I don't think they were trying to do anything, you know, that was against the rules, certainly.
You know, credit to Jeff, he made the free throw as well and kind of made it useless as we finish that game. Coach, get to 10 wins on the season, 10 and 15 overall. You got one more game left. You know that, and it's against your arch rivals. Talk about Northern Michigan coming up.
You know, we actually played really well down there, Wes, and you know, it wasn't a surprise. It was coming off a long road trip, and then you know, we practiced Sunday and played the game on Monday, and this time it's a little bit different. Both teams get quite a bit of time to prepare. I'm sure that they're looking forward to revenge, and we're preaching to our guys that, you know, there's a lot at stake, and you know, if you understand me and our program and in our staff, that you know, we're not gonna. They did tell us we were finally out of the tournament, so you got to go to the next best thing. You got to, and I'm glad in many ways that it was, you know, some rival games, because our guys will be ready for it, and you know, there's still a lot at stake. We can win the UP championship if we can play well enough to get past these guys, and our guys are excited about it, and we can't win a conference championship, or we can't win a national championship, but we can win the UP championship, and that means a lot to us UPers.
I love that. We're installing a UP championship as an unofficial. We've got Andrea Lee from our Nordic skiing team who's just arrived. I know they have a UP championship in cross country, at least, and maybe even in skiing, but now we can install it for basketball. I like that.
Well, you know, there's forms of motivation, and I don't want to make anything up, because you still got to do everything for the right reasons. Number one, you got to get better. Number two, you're playing at home, and those are things we talk about every game. But you know, there's little added motivation for everything else. You know, you don't want to skip any possible angles that you can use to help your guys.
Coach, I would imagine, though, I know it's tough going into this last game knowing it's your last game, but talk about the seniors a little bit, and do you feel they left this program in a better spot than when the season started, and ready for it to take that next leap up to where we know this program is usually?
You know what, Dirk, that's a great point, and I'm glad that we can spend just a minute with them. You know, all three of those guys played in, you know, were parts of teams that played in three national tournament games, you know, more games, but in three appearances. And you know, there's a lot of guys that can't play in one, let alone three, and all three of them were on those successful teams, and I do believe that these seniors this year left us in a better spot. Everything's done for a reason. We were not supposed to be in that tournament this year, and if that helps us toward being better next year, that's what those guys did, and I think that's what we've kind of talked about, and that's what I've kind of conveyed to those guys on the side. You know, like you say, it's our last game. We can end a season on a win. If you're in a tournament and you don't win the whole doggone thing, you end on a loss. And you know, there's positives that we have to find out of it. And those guys, really, really, in our hearts, have kept the program going, and that made us one step better for next year.
Huskies beat them early in the season. They're playing them again on Thursday night. Michigan Tech and taking on Northern Michigan at the SDC. Wear black, right, Wes?
That's right.
Wear black. The team's going to be wearing black. And what's it, Coach, any idea on the last time we've worn our black uniforms at home? Have we?
You know, I'm sure we have somewhere along this line, Dirk, but I really can't remember what happened 2 weeks ago, let alone that far back in the future. But I'm excited about the promotion. It's going to look awesome, and let's get after it.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you on Thursday night.
Thanks.
Coach Kevin Luke here on the Huskies Drive Time program. We'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time in just a moment here on Mix 93. Our weather forecast right now brought to you by Superior Service.